Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Masechas Arachin, Parak Beis, Mishnah Mishtavav. And today's Mishnah is bringing learning Baschas Bas Rachel Shishi Bezecher Fine Rizvi Gogon Bik Aruv Mamish. Mishnah tells us a pachas and Mishisha Talim of Vukar and Belishkas Atalayin. We don't have anything less than six lambs that are checked in the Lishka of the lambs. Kedei l'Shabbos ulshnei yom tam Rosh Hashanah. That's enough for Shabbos and for 2 years Rosh Hashanah. Umay Sifan Ad L'Olam, and we can add on as many as we want. Now, what's this referring to? So we know that there's two lambs brought every single day in the Beis Mikdash. That's the morning carbon talmid and the afternoon carbon talmid. And this Tana holds that they require bikur, they have to be checked, they have to make sure that they don't have any movement, any blemishes that would passel them from being brought as a karbon, and that requires 4 days of being sequestered, being put away to the side under watch, and so they're kept in this lishkas atalayim, this room for the lambs, which was in the Beis HaMikdash compound, which is telling us we can't have anything less than six lambs in there. That's because sometimes there's going to be a number of days where we're not going to be able to obtain new ones. For example, Shabbos is a classic, and let's say Shabbos is followed by Rosh Hashanah, so it's 3 days in a row we're not going to be able to get lambs. That means we're going to have to make sure that we have six lambs there already prepared for these days. However, that's just the minimum of six. There's no maximum. We could add as many as we want. The Mishnah continues, Ein pachas mishtei chatzotzos u'masifin ad la'olam, that anytime we need chatzotzos, we need trumpets to be blown, there's anything less than two that are used, but we could add on as many as we want. And Ein pachas mitisha kinoiros, when there's a kinor being played, there's anything less than nine of them, and u'masifin ad la'olam. However, v'hat tziltzol levad, tziltzol is the symbols, that's played alone, it's never done with another one. And moving on to Mishnah Vav, Ein pachas mishneim aser levim oydem al duchen, there's not anything less than 12 levim standing on the duchen, which was like the platform that they would stand on when they sing shira. We could add as many as we want. Once on the topic of levim, ein katan nichas lazar lavoida el b'shash levim oim de bashir. A katan, meaning a young levi, he's too young to do avoida. He's not allowed to come into the azar at all unless the levim are standing there singing shir. And when they did come in, they wouldn't be there playing musical instruments el b'peh. They would just sing with their mouths. Could they litain tevel ban ima in order to add spice, flavor to the song? We know that young children tend to have beautiful voices, very pure and sweet. So that's what they're doing. Tevel's lashon of tavlin. They're adding spice and additional beauty to the already beautiful song of the levim, but they're just singing. They're not playing musical instruments. And Rabbi Ezra Yaakov, remember, he tells us, ein oil leminyan. They can't join the minyan. They can't be part of the minyan of these 12 that we mentioned. Vein oim b'mal duchen. They can't stand on the duchen. Ela ba'aretz hoyu emdin. They have to stand on the ground. Rashem bein ragla levim, and their heads are in between the legs of the levim. V'tsayarei halavim hoyu nekroyin. And they were called the tsayrim of the levim. They would, so to speak, cause pain or bother them. That's because the kids sang so beautifully, and the grown levim weren't able to reach that beauty in their singing. So the young ones were called tsayrei halavim. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Parak Gimel, Mishnah Aleph and Beis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.